for What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. And with a couple guests this morning, we say good morning to Mr. Phil Taunton.
Good morning, Scott. How are we doing?
I am doing pretty good, Phil. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. I tell you, the fishing's really been picked up, and I'm so happy to have a couple of special guests in the Roger Hartsick interview room this morning. We have Patricia Sines Reyes of the Migrant Education Program, if USD 253, and Sally Sanchez with the HOTT. So welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
I tell you, What's In Outdoors will be partnering with the Fishing's Future, the KDWPT Fish Kansas program, and we'll be doing what you call a Vamos a Pescar education program out at Camp Alexander. It's aquatic education, and we just feel that in order to celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Day, we just got to get something in the Emporia area, and I just can't think of two great groups to join me in this venture at Camp Alexander. So, Patricia and Sally, how do you feel about this program, and how will it benefit your migrant education program and the mission of HOTT?
Well, Phil, I am so glad that you reached out to us, because with our being that we are very diverse, but our highest demographic in the program happens to be Hispanic, we are very fortunate that we are going to be able to partner with you and do this weekend. Most of our families, well, all of our families in the migrant education program, the biggest thing they have is the mobility. And so, like our director, Dr. George Abel, has always told our families and students, he wants to have them engaged and have a sense of ownership in their schools, and this will be also giving them a sense of ownership within the community. And with you doing this, I mean, it's a universal language that they can take anywhere because they are working with the outdoors.
Well, with migrant education, it's come to me that this is more and more important, and I've been trying to get the word of getting people outside for a better insight for many, many years. But there's another group in Emporia that's working with the migrant education program to help our servicemen. I'm not really up on them so much about what they're doing, but I think this is something I really want to work with in years to come.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to the partnership and working together for many years to come.
Absolutely. And with the Hart organization, you know, we're excited to be a part of this. And thank you, Phil, for, you know, reaching out to us, as Patricia said, reaching out to us. I mean, this will be very, very educational for all participants, because most of the, you know, I should say most, not all, but most probably, they go fishing. They don't know the education background of it, like, you know, the types of fish and all that comes with education of fishing. So, looking forward to tomorrow's event.
Well, tomorrow I really have a great host of instructors lined up through the Fish Kansas program that will come. And we have Kim Burnett, who's been on the show. He's a championship fly tire and teaches fly fishing, and probably put Kim to work on a fish fry, so he'll be doing real good with that. We'll have David Drake, and of course people that come out to Bluestem saw David with his drop flies and doing a fly tying that. And we might work a little bit of fly fishing into the schedule if we have some of the families that are especially excited about that. What kind of feeling did you have when you went out to talk to the families to get them involved with a fishing program?
They were very excited, Phil. Once we explained exactly what we were going to do, other than just fishing itself, you know, just the process of learning everything about it, from getting a license, the proper way of fishing, when to fish, where not to fish, not only locally, but statewide and nationally, I think that brought a lot of excitement. The kiddos are totally looking forward to it.
And in talking with you, Patricia, I think you're looking forward to it, too.
I am so looking forward to it. My children have loved fishing. I have never gotten out there. I'm so glad that they've had someone to take them. But, yes, I'm looking forward to the learning process.
Well, that's really what it's all about. You know, just some stats that I saw. Out of 46 million total anglers in the United States, only 3.3 million are Hispanic. What do you think the barriers are that we can't get the Hispanic population fishing? Are they just not educated with the program? We have
that could be one, not educated with the program. Would you agree to that, Patricia?
Then a little also bit the of language it. Barrier.
The language barrier. You know, oh, yes,
if
definitely.
If they don't have the language, then how can they communicate? How can they learn? about all the specifics mm-hmm. that this entitles?
Well, this is some of the handouts that we'll have. The Corps engineers will be there with their water safety programming, and I think that's so very vital to our different groups that come in that don't, you know, we think everybody knows how to swim, and we think everybody knows about boat safety, but do they know all the regs that if you get out in a boat,
right.
and with children being 12 or under, need to wear a PFD and things like that. Of course, we're going to have knot tying. We're going to show baits. I'm sort of hesitant about bringing the catfish stink bait out there. I showed you that picture of the teachers that we had smell that. But it'll be there because I'll tell you, it really catches the fish. But I tell you, partnering with George H.W. Bush and what he's done, he initiated this in 2014 and making the Vamos say Pescar. Is that right? Look at me, I'm talking Spanish.
There you go.
We can all learn that. And then, of course, Pro Bass founder and CEO Johnny Morris is joining in. So I think we really have a good program that we can build on for the future.
Absolutely, yes.
And you know, we talked about Peter Pan Park. And just how good a place that would be. And one of the things we will talk about is the Wildlife and Parks CFAP program, that where anybody can go fishing out there. And you just read the signage, it's up there.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
This is one of the things we'll discuss in the class. Will be a slot link limit, possession limit, mm-hmm. fish identification. We're going to have Fred and Audrey Egan. They're going to be bringing their boat and, you know, talking electronics. And, of course, the whole program is just aimed to get families outside together to bond. And I think that's just going to be very important. How about you, Sally? Have you fished very much?
No. To be quite honest with you, I've never fished. My husband and my son have fished, but I have never fished. So this is going to be a good opportunity for me to get out there and hands-on. Help out with, you know, whatever I can with the little ones or whomever the parents, because some of the parents, like me, probably have never fished as well. With the people that I would, when I went and recruited some of these families, I mean, some of the parents would say, but I've never fished. I said, this is a good opportunity to learn. I'm going to be one of you. We're all going to learn.
We're all there with you.
Yes.
And, of course, conservation is one of the big things that we preach, because if we don't educate our youth or our families, who's going to be able to take care of our natural resources, you know, in time? And hopefully as it comes, people become more responsible voters and all the issues. So, well, how about fish frying? Patricia, do you fry fish?
I do at home, never out in the outdoors. So this is going to be a new experience for me and the families. So exciting.
Well, I've had a pretty tough task for the last couple of weeks in catching fish, but you know, dirty old job, but somebody has to do it. So we're going to have fish, and now HOTT is going to provide a lot for this.
Yes,
Sally, can
yes,
you let me
yes.
know a little bit more what
yes,
you're doing?
We're going to provide, you know, since not everybody likes fish, so we are going to provide, you know, some hot dogs and some side, you know, some side dishes as well too. So yes, we will be providing that kind of stuff.
And I can't say enough concerning Camp Alexander. It's such a great learning, outdoor learning site out there. And I'll be meeting with Wayne Fessler a little bit later on today and getting the keys and just seeing how we're going to set up. Of course, having the very first program, it gets a little bit, you know, shaky, and is everything
sure.
going to be all right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've got a great team of volunteers that will go out there and make it work. So if I can get Mr. Scott to take us our first break, we will discuss this a little bit more, see if we missed anything, and be right back.
Get the biggest off-road savings of the year now during the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance. Rebates go up to $4,000 with financing as low as 2.99% APR on high-performance racers, the legendary Sportsman ATVs, and Ranger, the world's best-selling utility side-by-side. Stop by Express Tire, 806 East 12th, next to the water tower, or visit them online at ExpressTirePolaris.com. Offers valid in the U.S. through September 30th, 2017 on new vehicles. Rebates and financing vary by model year, subject to credit approval. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Take your wood-fired cooking into the modern age. Bluestem has the all-new Timberline grill from Traeger with Wi-Fi controller. Don't want to miss any big plays while you're watching the game and preparing a feast at the same time? Use the app on your smartphone to program the Timberline from anywhere. Send the grill recipes, change the temp, or increase smoke. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Well, if you want crazy good grilling and barbecue, Bluestem's got it. The new Timberline from Traeger at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Once again, this is Phil with What's in Outdoors, and I'm here with Patricia Sines Reyes of the Migrant Program Education Program at DSD 253, and Sally Sanchez with HOT. And during break, we were talking about just how significant Camp Alexander is for an outdoor learning center. And Patricia, just how many programs do you deal with out there with your Hispanic community?
Well, I have worked with Camp Alexander in the past, and every year we try to have at least one outdoors event to expose families to what we have in the community. I have to give a big shout out to Camp Alexander for putting this, for being so willing to accommodate us with this, and along with you, Phil. Most of our Hispanic families in our community do not know much about Camp mm-hmm. Alexander. And so by exposing them to this site, it gives them the opportunity to not only work with us and what we're doing now, but also what Camp Alexander has to offer throughout the summer with their summer services. So I think this is a great opportunity for us to all learn a little bit what we have in the community.
I tell you, I've been involved with camp since the late 90s, and there's just been so many great things out there and things that we've seen, and now they are on the rebound, bringing some of these programs mm-hmm. back, and I just love going out there and walking down to the Big Oak, that's way to the northwest part of it, and then going down through the groves, and this is something along that Neosho River. Do y'all know what is it, pawpaws are?
Pawpaws?
I
do not. Enlighten us, please.
Well, what was funny was when I first started doing radio, there were so many people in this station didn't know what a pawpaw was, and I brought them through, and I guess that's why they think I'm the outdoor expert. But it's really what you call a prairie banana, and now they're along the river, and this is where we might work just a little walk, a little tour of camp into
nice.
Our program. And the pawpaws are really more prevalent over on the south part of the camp land. That's on the other side of I-35. But they are like what the natives use in place of a banana. That was so cool. So really appreciate y'all being on the show today, and looking forward to tomorrow. We'll be out there about 8 o'clock and get things going. And thank you so much for what you're doing, lining things up for me.
Well, thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, thank you,
thank
Phil,
you,
for having
Phil.
Us here.
All righty. Looking forward to it. Scott, if you want to go to our last break, I'll be in the other room, and we'll take care of some things that happened during the week.
All right, this is What's in Outdoors on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and Express Tire and Auto.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Take your wood-fired cooking into the modern age. Bluestem has the all-new Timberline grill from Traeger with Wi-Fi controller. Don't want to miss any big plays while you're watching the game and preparing a feast at the same time? Use the app on your smartphone to program the Timberline from anywhere. Send the grill recipes, change the temp, or increase smoke. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Well, if you want crazy good grilling and barbecue, Bluestem's got it. The new Timberline from Traeger at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Get the biggest off-road savings of the year now during the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance. Rebates go up to $4,000 with financing as low as 2.99% APR on high-performance racers, the legendary Sportsman ATVs, and Ranger, the world's best-selling utility side-by-side. Stop by Express Tire, 806 East 12th, next to the water tower, or visit them online at ExpressTirePolaris.com. Offers valid in the U.S. through September 30th, 2017 on new vehicles. Rebates and financing vary by model year, subject to credit approval. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
837 KBOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. We continue What's in Outdoors here on this Friday morning, the 22nd of September. I'm Scott Hayes, sitting in for Ron Thomas, and we have Phil Taunton, who made the quick jog from the Roger Hartsook interview room over here to the studio. Sounds like there's going to be a lot to see and do tomorrow out Camp Alexander, Phil.
Oh, I tell you, I'm looking forward to it. I did a little research on the program going on nationally, and there's about 7 of these Vamos a Pescar programs going on that I know of that has to do with celebrating National Hunting and Fishing Day. I'll be going to finish one up at Dodge City on Sunday after we get this done. Mr. Foster out there, Dave Foster, at the Dodge City High School is putting one on. And they got quite the deal out there. He got a CFAP grant and built a pond just a softball throw away from the gym door. So that's pretty cool. This is another one of the programs that when they talked about doing new things out at Peter Pan Park, that it's just an ideal okay to do a fishing program out there on a CFAP pond. I do got some good stories coming from the outdoors, and one of the best ones that I know of is Bob Mulick over at Council Grove. And this is how some of these good crappie fishermen can mark a spot. Over a year ago, Bob was fighting a fish and got excited and fell in the lake. They got him out of the lake, but he saw that he had lost his cell phone and also his wedding ring.
Uh-oh.
And so a year went by, and Bob remembered right where he was, and so he got a friend that had a metal detector, and they went out and got to looking around for it, and sure enough, they found Bob's wedding ring. And he said, you know, Phil, he said, I had that spot marked within a foot and a half. So when I catch a fish, I can generally show somebody where I caught a fish and how to work it. But I don't think I can get within a foot and a half of it. And then a fish for Joe Bragg, my buddy, that is a veteran that does the Kansas crappie tournaments with him yesterday, because I did need to get some fish for this fish fry. And Joe told me about his bacon theory about catching fish. And it's something I've been putting out and seeing, because I've been fishing for these crappie, and I notice sometimes the minnows in your bucket will die. Or as you fish and lose minnows, there gets to be a buildup of more bait in there. And it seems like if you just take some of those dead minnows out of your bucket and throw into the water, that the bite picks up. Well, Scott, how many times have you might have been sitting in the kitchen, sitting in the living room, and someone asks you if you want something to eat? Say bacon. So this is why Joe calls it his bacon theory. Said, I might say, no, I don't want no bacon, but you know when they start frying that bacon.
And you start to smell it?
And you start smelling it.
Now you want some bacon.
Now you want some bacon.
Right.
So this time of year, the crappie are really stacked up on the brush piles. And sometimes you can see them with all this sophisticated electronics and fish for them, and they just snub you. You might catch one or two there. But what Joe says is he throws those crappie nuggets, those little pellets that you can buy to tip your jig in. He'll throw a handful of them in, and he says that Phil, the bite really will pick up substantially. I'm not one to throw something out there without a hook on it, but I do know that there seems to be something to that. So this is something, if you get over a pile of crappie, and I'm catching these crappie for anywhere from 14 to 18 foot beat deep now. I don't think they're quite in their big schools, and the bite has really been best in the early morning hours or that last half hour before sunset. But if something that you want to see that might pick up the bite is if you have dead minnows or something like that, throw them in the water. And more times than not, a big old catfish will come in there and take care of the buffet, too, and bite into them. But speaking of biting, I almost got run over at the state fair.
Scott. What?
I almost got run over by a train.
At the state fair?
At the state fair.
How'd that happen?
I couldn't believe it. Well, after being there 2 days and not having one of them big old turkey legs that they sell, I went on a venture.
Needed a turkey leg.
I was looking for a friend of mine with KFRM Radio, and so I did see the turkey sign, the big old turkey drumstick up on a little vendor's thing. So I went over and got me one, and I was just sort of standing there savoring that thing. Boy, it was good. Smoked turkey leg. And I heard something.
Bacon theory. I didn't want a turkey leg until you started talking about it.
Well, that Joe's theory got you, didn't it?
Yeah, you started talking about a turkey leg, and now I want a turkey leg.
But you know those things are so big, you can get about 2 or 3 days eating off one of them.
That's right.
They are.
That's why you need to carry a little tinfoil around with you at all times. That way you can just wrap it up and put it in your pocket.
Wrapped in a tinfoil.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
But I heard a sound from the past that sounds sort of familiar, wondering what it was. And directly I looked behind me with that little old toy miniature train that goes all over the State Fair.
Almost rained you down.
He was about ready to put it in emergency to stop. So I was sold a little bit of shirky on that, but then I was just for honoring us. I had this big old turkey leg, and I go walking through the poultry exhibits, and I see turkeys. So
Did you feel bad? You felt bad, didn't you?
No, I didn't feel bad.
Yeah,
but
you did.
I did feel bad when a lady looked at me and said, I didn't know her minimum. She said, "You know, that's terrible." She said, "That those turkeys are going to be traumatized the rest of their life." But no,
but you know, if you threw a little of that turkey in there, they'd probably nibble on it and not even think about it.
Oh, you know it. You know it. But I tell you, we really had a good time there at the fair, and they had a whole big turnout come over to the booth where we did the aquatic education through the mobile aquarium, and still hope to get it to our Lyon County Fair next year. Late last night, I got a message from Rob McDonald. He's over at... in the Madison area. I don't know if he just lives in Madison, but he told me about the Beast Feast that's coming up there. And it's going to be an event on October 21 where Duck Dynasty's John Goodwin is going to come over there. And by a Beast Feast is they plan on working a wild game dinner in that. So, but it came in Messenger, so I'll need to get with Aaron and see how I can cipher that off my smartphone onto our webpage, because it's some kind of online registry. But it is going to be October 21 at the Lamont Wesleyan Church there in Lamont. Of course, I mentioned I'll be going to Dodge City tomorrow Sunday, finish up another Vamos Apiscar program. September 30th, I haven't talked to Gibb Rhodes, but that's that big event over at Council Grove, their state Jake's Camp. That is a very good deal. That'll be held there at White Memorial. So that's going on. And Lyon County Quail Forever will be having an instructional shoot, you know, teach kids about firearm safety. That's coming on September 30th. And I'll tell you, that September 30th is going to be a packed day, because that's when they're going to have their Wood Fest over at Camp Wood. Wood Fest is sort of a takeoff on Symphony on the Flint Hills. And we do have that up on the Watson Outdoors webpage. But I'm getting into the bird dog season, Scott.
Bird dog?
The bird dogs, yes.
Ready to go?
For many, many years, I participated in NSTRA field trials. And that was just a great event. But I am still a judge, so I'll be going over to Sterling and judging a trial there. It's going to be September 30th and October 1. NSTRA trials... bird dog trials might not be for everybody, but there's just a great way to meet people, and I will be getting some reports from around our state in Missouri, and some people come down from Nebraska and even Iowa to participate in these trials, just see what their bird numbers are. And it's looking like we're going to have a great season with quail especially. Some people are telling me that the pheasants really haven't rebounded like we all wish they would, but looks pretty good all in all.
All right, Phil Taunton in studio this morning. What's an Outdoors? A lot coming up. You're going to be busy tomorrow, of course. You already talked about the Let's Go Fishing event, Vamos a Pescar, out at Camp Alexander tomorrow.
Do you talk Spanish?
Un poquito.
Oh, goodness. All right. I took that in school, but like a lot of other things I took in school, it seems to escape me these days.
I struggle with the verbs. I have a decent handle on a lot of the nouns and stuff, but verbs I struggle with.
Well, I struggle with...
Which makes it hard to have a conversation if you don't know the verbs.
I struggle with English.
I know pescar is to fish, so vamos a pescar means let's go fishing.
Yes, because... and that's just another great program that that people have developed. Take a Kid Fishing, and all those are along the same type of thing. But there's just so much to like out there in the outdoors, especially coming into what I call Indian summer. And what today fall begins, doesn't it, somewhere around 3 o'clock?
Yeah, today is the first day of fall, so tomorrow would be the first full day of fall. I said yesterday was the first day of fall, and I had a bunch of people correcting me. I was a day off. I was excited. I was hoping that it would feel like fall, you know, like it did 4 weeks ago.
Well, I'll tell you what, those cool mornings and cool evenings are nice. But one of the things that's really got me excited down at the lake is the hummingbirds that I got going on. And, of course, mentioned Joe Bragg. He said that Grandma there in Florida used to put a little bit of pancake syrup into her traditional hummingbird mix, which was 4 points water to one part sugar. And I saw about 9 or 10 of them out there the other day fighting around and buzzing around. And one of the things, too, that I hope to stress out at the program at Camp Alexander is the need for wild spaces and wildflowers. There must be a beehive somewhere around my cabin, because any given day, you can't believe the number of honeybees that are using my hummingbird feeders.
Mm.
I might need to talk with some people. I hope that mixture is good for them and what they do. But I know our bee population had went down and down, but I can't tell it by my little wild space there at the cabin. All we can do to help with keeping our nature, our natural world like it is, and not losing any more grounds to all the things that are coming into it, is really going to be appreciated.
All right. Well, it's 8:48 here on this Friday morning. I think that'll wrap it up for What's That Outdoors on this Friday. How about that?
I appreciate it. You take care, Scott.
All right, sir. You have a good one as well. Phil Taunton, What's in Outdoors this morning, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and by Express Tire and Auto. 8:49 KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. We'll get to sports headlines before the hour is out. Brandon Peoples with local headlines on the way as well. Right now, the latest national and world headlines from ABC News.
President Trump on Twitter calling out Republican senators who don't support the latest GOP health care bill. The president says they'll be labeled the Republicans.